you know, it's sometimes hard to get training budgets to get to these conferences. So we thought, why don't we have a video contest where we can let these kind of tech-savvy Gen Y, Gen Xers tell us why they are the next generation of government, how are they different, and actually use their creative ability. So this is kind of like the government agencies are starting to do these YouTube contests.
Right.
Kind of the GovLoop version of that.
And we happen to have right here in the studio, James Hansen is with Connolly Works. And tell us a little bit about what you said in your video.
I talked about the importance of social media interrelated with actually live and in-person interaction, be it the social media, socially conscious happy hour that we actually did the video at,
right.
Or be it one of the various events out in the community, such as the one obviously GovLoop is hosting.
And you lead a lot of these events and sort of pull them together. And goodness knows, I'm a big Web 2.0 person, but there's something different about being there and actually talking to people about these things.
Yeah, I feel like the social media networking sites that are out there, like GovLoop, Facebook, it's kind of like the communication is like sound bites. And when you're actually in person, I feel sometimes you can almost generate more meaningful content. Not that social media doesn't allow you to kind of jumpstart that conversation,
right,
and get it rolling and learn some, you know, background intel. But then, you know, to bring that in a live forum and in a larger discussion can sometimes be more meaningful.
Steve, talk a little bit about that, because it's kind of interesting that you've paired up, that GovLoop has paired up with young government leaders to do a conference, since you are, I mean, GovLoop, of course, is one of these online platforms where people are collaborating, getting all sorts of stuff done. Is it unusual, yep, to have a live program too?
No, actually, I totally agree with that online and offline come together perfectly. And I actually learned this pretty early on with GovLoop. I was meeting with Tony Burgess, who helps run Company Command, inside the firewall social network of the Army. And he said they actually, one of the biggest things they ever done to make the community successful is twice a year they get together in person. And basically, it just, you know, there's some bonds that work in person. And I always say social media and online places, whether it's GovLoop or Facebook, help you connect, get to know people better between the times you see them. So, you know, Chris, I haven't seen you in maybe a month or two, but I've been, you know, I know we've been traveling for vacation. I know you went back to my home state of Ohio.
That's right.
And I feel like that makes our relationship stronger for next time we meet. And I think that's kind of the value. You need both. It's not an either or.
And really, some of these tools are additive to what we have. They're not, they don't replace. I think so often we think of them as, oh, well, because we have these online tools, we don't have to do all these. We're never going to speak on the phone again.
Exactly. And like, I mean, it's not like when email came out, the phone died.
Right.
So it's the same sort of thing.
I mean, because I keep hearing people saying they're not going to use emails, disappearing technology. And I, at least my email box, I still get a ton of messages.
No, yeah, absolutely. It's the same thing now. I think email, as far as in a business environment, is the primary way of communicating with each other. However, it's no longer the only way of communicating with, right, each other. So now, you know, I know in my work, sometimes when I need to get hold of people, I just, that emails like your own, I know that I've sent you a few that sometime may have or may not have gotten lost in the shuffle. But then I go ahead and follow you up on Facebook, and sometimes
I think we'll just edit this right out. Steve, talk a little bit about the conference that's going on, because I know there's a number of exciting things, and part of what you're looking at is all these young people, how their connection with government and using these tools and all those kinds of issues.
Exactly. So, you know, before GovLoop, I helped co-found Young Government Leaders in 03. And one thing that we always wanted to do, and one of the best parts about Young Government Leaders, was getting a bunch of young, passionate people about public service in a room. Because often, kind of how I was, I started in government, and yeah, everyone was great, but I was the youngest person by 10 to 15 years. And some people may or may not have been jaded. And but when I got around my colleagues who were like me, it was very inspirational. So we've always kind of wanted to do kind of a conference for these kind of the next generation of government leaders. And, you know, with YGL this year, We talked, hey, you know, we see these kind of two trends, the next generation of folks, generation-wise, and the new technologies that enable them. And we thought this would be kind of a great synergy to come together. And it's going really well. We've got over 250 people registered and great speakers, everything from, you know, the serious. So we have Matt Collier, who's the political pony for OPM on Making Government Cool, who I actually met my first job when he was just a GS7, and now he's a big political, all the way to we have the author of The Book of Awesome, which is the big new blog that became a book that's the number one bestseller in Canada for 6 straight weeks.
So, wow.
Kind of talking about how to bring awesome into government.
Wow. And people can still register, of course, right?
Yep. The website's nextgengovt.com, and registration should be open until probably Thursday. And we're actually going to do a volunteer thing on Monday, since Monday's a federal holiday.
Right.
People get the 5th off, so we're working with AmeriCorps to help beautify some of the Arlington parks. So whether young or old, all ages, I'd encourage people, if you have the day off, here's an opportunity to serve and give back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like fun.
It is interesting, as somebody who works in this market, and you're a young guy, as you look at this market, was it initially difficult to jump into? Did it seem intimidating? Did it, I always sometimes think, you know, people look at it and go, yeah, that's government, that's boring. Or what was your impression when you first jumped into it?
I didn't think that it was certainly not boring by any means. I felt like it is kind of hard when it's hard to identify and find the individuals maybe in leadership positions that are at our age. A lot of the people that are in leadership positions within government, within the government itself or within industry, are older individuals. So it's sometimes kind of hard to find people in a leadership position to relate to if you are in a leadership position at a younger age. So communities like GovLoop kind of help you identify who those people are and can learn and relate with them to become better leaders.
Steve, there's a lot of, I know you've had a bunch of mentors as you've gone along who can really do that, that can really make or break.
Oh, totally. I think, you know, mentorship's kind of one of the greatest things that people need to do in their government careers. And I've been, you know, lucky to have a ton, whether, you know, at my day jobs too. You know, I've had a bunch from kind of various parts of government. I consider Jack Bianco at SBA, who's kind of maybe 10 years ahead of me. And, you know, people that have been around a little bit longer, but I think are really tech savvy and, you know, very similar. You know, they're X or Y, I'm a Y, it's pretty close. And I think that's what people really need to do to succeed, and that's why actually at the conference we have a bunch of sessions on that, of, you know, finding a mentor, mentoring, reverse mentoring. We have an actual session on lessons learned from being a top young exec, because you know, what is it like to be a GS14, GS15, or SES? People like Dustin Brown at OMB, who I think was 31 when he became an SES, or, you know, how do you deal with being a leadership position but still the youngest in the room?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about those issues, which aren't really talked about very much.
And we got to mention, because I am going to be down there, and I get to play I get to lead bingo. Government bingo.
Yeah. Only at Next Generation of Government will there be government bingo, and you have to attend the event to figure out what it really is.
Yes, we're gonna keep a couple of it, but we've been talking, and we're gonna make sure that everyone has a good time at government bingo.
Exactly.